New World Order.
New World Order. We are part of a new world order. And as the recently departed Admiral William J. Crow once said, it's long on new and it's short on order.
The New World Order.
New World Order.
A New World Order.
It was a New World Order. That's what President George H. Bush said.
It is a big idea. A New World Order.
Welcome to episode 4 of Art Rocks Digest with your host Christian Hawkins. Today is November 18, 2018.
To share a prayer for all of you who are fighting for free humanity. Ear Truth Radio brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com.
Welcome to the fourth installment of Dark Docs Digest. I am your host, Christian Coffins. A lot going on. We had a pretty fun weekend. Our Owlmobile was featured at a Orlando Street Vans event in Daytona Saturday. There was all kinds of amazing tricked out, different styles of vans, conversion vans, mini buses, with all kinds of retro tech in some of them. Some of them were a bit more high tech. And of course, if you've seen the Sacred Owl's Owlmobile, it's pretty rugged, rough around the edges. It's all matte black inside and out, truck bed liner, JB welds. Tough. It's really a Frankenstein of a vehicle. We love it to death. We got a GNU. That's the canoe with the flat back on top of it with different locks and stuff that keep it in place. It really looks like this Frankenstein thing. We got a cow skull that we found on a hike here in Central Florida, already cleaned out by fire ants, bleached by the sun. Didn't have to do anything but zip tie it to the front of the thing. It's a pretty amazing thing. It has a kitchen, running water, the inverter that we have in it that takes care of all the lights and stuff when we're camping is hooked to the boat back battery. And while you're driving, the alternator transfers energy. You don't want to rely on it too much. I would suggest definitely, on a regular basis, trickle charger. But when you're out on tour on the road driving over 100 miles every day, it's good to go. We've replaced about everything on it, but there's some amazing stuff out there. And for the first time, Sacred Owls, our punk rock band, actually played two short sets with all of these bystanders checking it out, and they got to see our music, our truth and stuff, and just great reception. There's families there, so we had our kind of PG version of our set. We didn't play Conspiracy of Silence and that more heavy stuff, but just the stuff that has a good positive message. So in honor of our Owlmobile, we will play Owlmobile off of our Tales of Terror issue number 1 comic book album horror anthology.
Liberty Bell.
our buddy Dude Man is running this Never Forget Festival that helps out the Native American Heritage Association, which is a great organization. Check them out. Raised a lot of money. There was over 20 bands. We also play. We were the first ones, to my knowledge, at Uncle Lou's, and now there's Grumpy's next door on Mills 50 in Orlando, the punk rock district and stuff. They were kind of running behind schedule as usual with how these things go. So we were like, yeah, screw it. We got a PA. We just came from playing in front of our van and having our van power everything. Let's play on the sidewalk and make a big spectacle of it. And it went great. We were projecting, all of our videos and stuff from our projector onto the side of the building across the street, which made for this huge projection. It actually, there wasn't a lot of light pollution, so it worked out pretty well. So, that's probably why you can tell I'm a little hoarse today, because, we stayed up late and, caught up with some friends, and I was just singing and yelling on the microphone all day yesterday, pretty much. And here I am on my Sunday doing the same thing. But, it's good stuff. We had scheduled Brendan O'Leary of Resist the Grove, a anti-bohemian grove organization based out of California. We've been working with, we actually met up with him for the first time at the gates of the Bohemian Grove on the July 14th this year, which is the opening ceremony of the two-week encampment and the day that they have their notorious cremation of care ceremony at the Grove. And you've probably heard it, you know, if you listen to any of this stuff, that it was just us. It was Ariel, myself, and Greg Fernandez Jr., a great activist, also a member of Resist the Grove, and him, and that was it. People come and go from, you know, sometimes there's a little bit more of a turnout, but these past couple years, it's like people are either too young to know about the Alex Jones documentaries about Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or Order of Death, or any of these other things, or seen Zeitgeist even. I mean, I'm 35, so I'm the oldest millennial according to the statistics. And now we have this generation, I guess, Z, the Zoomers. And they have no idea what the Bohemian Grove is, what occult ritual sacrifice is, what human trafficking has been going on since the 80s and before in the 70s with DC and Hollywood elites. So people either just think it's a, you know, a conspiracy theory that it even exists, or they believe that it exists, but they're not doing all that stuff. It's not a bunch of pedophiles. They're not doing satanic rituals and sacrificing an effigy of a child to the flames to rid themselves of a conscience. The fake news. They're not doing that, you know. They're listening to their mainstream media. But I was supposed to have him on the show today. This Brendan O'Leary, great guy. We've been talking a lot, and we did a couple of conversations recently. But it's unfortunate that right now he's actually sick. We're gonna reschedule probably for next week with him. So I figured I'd take this opportunity, since I'm kind of caught with my pants down here as far as programming, and I'm in the process still of watching through all of the Big Mouth series on Netflix, as well as House of Cards with Kevin Spacey. And the more I watch that series, the more I'm starting to see that this House of Cards is it should be called the Clinton Murders, because it's all about, you know, they are the Democrats that are, you know, killing people to try to get ahead and covering it up. And when someone investigates, well, you got to kill them too. And now in the new season, which I haven't gotten to yet, that it's his wife that becomes the president. So you have the woman president dialogue and things like that. And so we'll see how ruthless she gets with the whole series. But I also thought it was really remarkable that, of course, you have him. I'm in season four, so you have Kevin Spacey running with the First Lady, and they're falling behind in California. So I see where this is going, and how the, I think, Fields of Elysium, or whatever they call it, their version of Bohemian Grove on House of Cards, how he goes over there to get constituents. So I'm still sifting through all of that stuff. And once I have an analysis and I clip everything, I'm going to have a special, probably 2-3-part show on all of that. In the meantime, I thought I'd take the time to play a couple tunes from Tales of Terror. This one was actually written by our bass player, Will Brack, as part of his one-man band outfit, Osceola Wants His Head Back. It's based on a true story of the Seminole warrior Osceola and how grave robbers dug up his body and decapitated him and sold the head on the black markets. Rumors and history has shown that the first purchase was by a doctor in St. Augustine. He hid it in a jar for his daughter to see, placed it at the foot of her bed, a fire blaze, and now they're all dead, as Will Brack so eloquently wrote in this song. It's just a great piece. Sacred Owls re-released it, re-recorded it, a more psychobilly version of it for our Tales of Terror issue number 1, and here it goes. I hope you like it. That's a real fun one to play live. We definitely got some booty shaking last night with playing that one. In addition, the last track we got, other than Conspiracy of Silence, which we played on episode 1, so I'm not going to play it again. Maybe I'll play it in a future episode if it's relevant, is a cover of the April March original Chick Habit, which was featured in the film But I'm a Cheerleader in the opening credits and in the closing credits of Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof, which if you haven't seen it, it's part of the Grindhouse double feature that he did with Robert Rodriguez, where you have this kind of predator character that is following these young women around. And then he gets off on killing them with his car, driving them down and, playing the chicken game at night with his lights off and then popping the lights on at the last minute. There's some really gruesome scenes. And we just always really, it's a very catchy tune. And we like the message about, if you treat women like toys, or you treat anyone like that poorly and objectifying them, and harassing them, making them uncomfortable, you know, that they'll get you. There's a consequence. They don't try to take advantage of somebody, or else, you know, you might get what's coming to you, that whole kind of thing. And we thought it kind of was a good anthem for the whole hashtag Me Too movement, that, you know, is of course the victims of sexual abuse coming forward and telling their stories. And of course it's a mixed bag of, you know, there's some false allegations, but a lot of these people have serious legitimate allegations of things happening to them. And after we released this version of Chick Habit, shortly thereafter, a MP3 surfaced of an interview with Quentin Tarantino and Howard Stern, where he was defending Roman Polanski's 1977 case, where he gave quaaludes and alcohol to a 12-year-old girl, a young girl. And he was saying, these 12-year-old party girls, they're into it, it's consensual, and it's different over in other countries, trying to normalize this pedophilia, or as they call hemophilia, which is, you know, the whole grass on the field, play ball kind of mentality, where, they're underage, but they're all barely... illegal, it's gross. I can't imagine. I mean, I'm 35. I got an 8-year-old. I can't imagine at this juncture even being interested in an 18-year-old. I mean, it'd be legal, you know, or a 19-year-old. I have nothing. I have some things in common. We might like some of the same bands and whatever, you know, but it would be really, I wouldn't try to, you know, hit on them. It's weird. It's like robbing the cradle to me. It's scummy, you know, and a lot of that stuff goes on in the music scene, and more people are speaking out against it and being like, this isn't okay. I don't care who you are. I don't care what band you're in. That's not acceptable behavior. And even in this interview with Howard Stern and Robin, they were just completely appalled by his cavalier behavior in regards to this whole situation and the allegations. He has since then retracted those statements and said, like, I was wrong. I was just kind of trying to be edgy, and it didn't really work out so well. And he apologized to the victim, which, if you ever read that Polanski case, it's at darkdocs.com, and we actually have a video for it as well. It's disgusting. I mean, I'm not even going to get into the gory details here, at this moment anyway, but you can look it up for yourself, the things that this young woman saw and experienced and felt and went through. And that would damage just about anybody. I don't care where you come from. So this Chick Habit kind of became like this, like, tongue-in-cheek protest song during this whole situation, when the media was pretty much villainizing Quentin Tarantino, rightfully so, for, again, being so nonchalant about this kind of stuff. So this is Sacred Owls and the lovely Ariel Burial singing, covering April March's Chick Habit.
Well, Pam, which way are you going? Left or right?
Right.
That's too bad.
Why?
Well, because it was a 50-50 shot on whether you'd be going left or right. You see, we're both going left. You could have just as easily been going left, too, and if that was the case, it would have been a while before you started getting scared. But since you're going the other way, I'm afraid you're going to have to start getting scared immediately.
Thank you.
So that about does it for today's episode. Definitely, if you enjoyed these tunes and you want to read the comic books based on these songs, and it's a kind of immersive experience where you read the comic while you're listening and it creates a soundscape, and some of the lyrics are in some of them or all of them, and some of them kind of have things in the liner notes that refer to it. Especially Conspiracy of Silence has the whole Paul Benassi testimony, where he goes into great detail about what happens to him, but I don't actually vocalize, or there's no sound clips of every single thing that he says. I just kind of mention what happens to him in the lyrics. But there's a lot of other great artists on there as well, not as political as us, and some of it is, you know, kind of silly, kind of funny, kind of, you know, this or that. The Propel definitely did some great illustrations for this issue. That is available at sacredowls.com. That's SACREDOWLS.com in the shop. And you can also get it at talesofterror.bandcamp.com. That's talesofterror.bandcamp.com. I would like to also thank and give a shout out to EA Truth and Eternal Affairs Media. They are all working very hard to bring you great stuff and continue to work with us. We're honored to be working with them. And a big shout out also to Stranger Than Fiction News for continuing to bring great stuff to us. They've actually made a comeback since their Facebook and Twitter shadow bans, and it's interesting how the algorithmic censorship is continuing with these social media platforms. So be sure to support all of these networks that we're not making money. Any donations that you send to EA Truth, Eternal Affairs Media, DarkDocs.com, buying merch and anything from SacredOwls.com, it is going straight back into these broadcasts, into new... we're working on Dark Docs, especially on new original series, in addition to Dark Docs Digest weekly. We are working on several investigative journalism pieces. Right now, we are wrapping up a case where there's a pedophile youth pastor here in Central Florida that is still at large. He's not a youth pastor anymore, but he's still in this church and continuing to get support and notoriety from the community. And this girl's story is not being heard. So we're working on something similar to Making a Murderer for that case. And we're also investigating several other stories to see their legitimacy, interviewing people. So your funds that you donate to us help us with spending more time on these things and not having to go out into the job force and make money other ways and spend our time working for someone else instead of working for you. As they say at No Agenda Nation, that this is a value for value model, where if you see value in what we're bringing you, you enjoy it, you learn things, then please factor that into how much you support us. And thank you so much. Have a great one.
Financial support for this broadcast is crucial to keep bringing you these valuable broadcasts. Get Truth Radio brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. We hope that the information you receive is beneficial to your quest for truth and justice. Please visit us online at darkdocs.com to download shows, movies, other podcasts, PDF documents, music, and much more for free. No advertisements, no sign-up, no terms of use, no censorship, no control. This is information warfare. This is the end of the transmission.